Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Happy Tuesday, or I suppose if you're in other parts of the world, if people are listening from other parts of the world, happy Monday or Wednesday or something. So anyway, let me do my tuning in chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me, and it's all around me. It's within me. It's within all of us. And, you know, we're connected. We just sometimes it's just like take a pause and listen and feel your connection. Anyway, just coming off a really fun weekend. We were in Portland. I live in Oregon. So we were in Portland for a dance, dancing all weekend, Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, all day Sunday, Sunday night. We were tired at the end of that. And then we stayed with really good friends, and then we stayed up late. You know, you're kind of wired up afterwards, talking and yakking and stuff, and then go to bed at 2 or 2:30 and then get up in the morning and start over again. So anyway, super, super fun, though. And I know I was sharing last week about how when I dance, especially when I do this kind of dancing, we do contra dancing, I'm so in my joy. I'm so in my bliss that I'm just really, it's like a way I can be so present and being very, just, I don't know, the joy and the bliss of the whole thing. And I love contra because you're connecting with everybody in the line, and the etiquette is to look into each other's eyes, and that's just like super, super sweet. Just having these, you know, it's kind of like having this whole love thing. The whole room just feels like it's filled with love, and I find that I just love everyone when I'm there. I still love them. And anyway, just super awesome, awesome weekend. And there's a couple who put it on, and they're just, man, they're just what we used to say, selfless service, just put so much energy into creating that. And they're just the best hosts, and, you know, they feed people, and they have snacks there available, they always give you a little gift, everybody a little gift. I mean, it's just like a really, really fun, awesome camp. Just super loving and sweet. Good music, good callers, good people, good dancers. Very, very fun. So anyway, that was probably about 180 people. So imagine moving, you know, great music. You're moving through a hall. You're looking at each person in their eyes and doing some kind of movement with them, and often laughing and pretty much always grinning ear to ear. And just imagine your heart just feeling filled with that joy and that love. So anyway, pretty, pretty great feeling. I like to call it contra therapy because you always feel better. But boy, contra joy, contra bliss. Anyway, that's been a really fun thing. We're getting settled into our house that every day we love it more and more. I just feel so, so blessed. Both Jim and I do. Being in this fabulous home, we're just thrilled to be back in Corvallis. We have so many lovely friends here and beautiful, beautiful friends. And that's really nice. Lots of lovely connections. I personally really like it that this is a little smaller town. Portland was fun on many levels, but I found myself kind of holding up a little bit because it felt kind of, I think the energy felt overwhelming to me. There's just so much going on, so many people. And we had some good adventures, especially Jim really loved riding his bike up there. He loved doing all the bridges. He would have those days where he'd ride his bike out. And how many bridges can I cross? Because I think there's 11 or 12 bridges in Portland. Anyway, awesome place to be where we are now, and we're calling it our forever home, which feels really lovely. And it's just one of those things that just worked out so beautifully. There were times living in Portland where I just really wanted to move back here, but I knew that I had to just let it unfold. And I knew, that okay, if we're supposed to do that, it would work out. And then just through a series of events, it just worked out beautifully. And then even ending up in our home, it's just delightful. It just has everything that we need and want. And you kind of can't plan this stuff. You can think that, okay, I have to do this or I have to do that, or I want this, I want that. And then you go have to go for it. You have to do a bunch of stuff to get there. And boy, I just kind of had to really trust. And one thing I did do is I just had to get into my life in Portland and just really embrace that and kind of throw myself into it and be in that life. And of course, that's the point, right? Is being present and being in your joy in each moment in your life. And so then, we found out our rent was going to go up really high, much higher. And I mean, it was going to go up like 25% or something. And so anyway, then it was like, oh, okay, we're just going to move back to Corvallis. And then we kind of took a leap of faith and decided to move before we knew where we were going to live, because we had a friend offer house, needed a house sitter. And then we had another friend who had a place we could live where he's not there very much, a little basement apartment. And then we found a place. It just all like was just anyway. I love how these things unfold. It's kind of like get out of your own way so we can let it unfold. I was just thinking about the dance weekend and how my husband and I both get a huge amount of joy out of it, and we love seeing dancing with all these lovely people, and so much fun. But at the end of these weekends, I just hate saying goodbye to people. But Jim loves saying goodbye to people. So what we've usually always done is all be with him, and we're going from person to person saying goodbye. But he often is kind of flitting ahead, going, oh, he sees the next person to say goodbye to. And I basically just hate saying goodbye. And then it's kind of like, oh, what if I miss so-and-so? What if I miss so-and-so? And then so what I realized, and as I'm talking this out, of course, I'm realizing I get even further as I'm sharing this, is I kind of, this time I just decided I wasn't going to do that. I mean, if I ran into somebody, that was great. I could have a hug and say goodbye. But I guess the idea of going and trying to seek out everybody who I love, which is frankly basically everybody in the whole room, to say goodbye and have some, tender, deep moments with them was just overwhelming to me. And I think what it is I just think of these people and I feel my connection with them already. I feel connected. And it's kind of like I don't need to say goodbye because we're connected, and I'll see them the next time, and we'll have lovely, next time. And it's not like anybody's gonna be upset because I didn't say goodbye, because there's so many people. But I think this weekend, kind of for the first time, I just let it be okay that I didn't have to go say goodbye to people. Jim could go say goodbye to people. And we were kind of laughing last night after we got home about how we have things like our parents, and he said that that's so like his dad, that his dad would want to go say goodbye to everybody. And so we were kind of giggling about that, because you just have stuff like your parents, that's just the way it is. One of the fun things, we went to stop and visited my mom on the way home yesterday. She lives in between Portland and Corvallis, and it was really nice. My mom has come late to animal loving in her life, and so it's actually very sweet to see her. She's so devoted to those animals, and I kind of tease her. She's been married 4 times, and her last husband died probably about 10 years ago, and then that's something clicked for her. Her husband had this cat who she kind of always felt jealous of because she didn't ever get the animal thing. And then that cat was there and just totally comforted her. He was a really awesome cat. And she just, something happened to her. Like, she clicked with like this animal love that, and so my mom is never, does things by halves, of course. So then she ended up with a couple more cats, and then she got a dog, and then she got another dog. She's so funny. So anyway, she had just gotten, so this dog had come to her at one point, oh, a few years ago. And he was just, he's kind of one of those ugly, cute little dogs. He can't weigh more than about 8 pounds. And his name was Thor. The guy had named him Thor. Well, the guy had gone into like a assisted living or something and couldn't take care of him. So my mom took him. Well, then the guy down the street decided he would take on Thor, and that would be something he could do. And anyway, the guy just recently decided he's going to move to Portland, and he can only take one of his little dogs with him. And so my mom offered to take Thor again. Well, in the meantime, the guy had changed his name to Curly. And so, but there's something about this little dog. Now, I'm not, Jim and I are not getting animals. And Jim, in fact, Jim often jokes that when he dies, I'm going to get a dog and a van. But anyway, this little dog, there's something about this little dog. I just love him. And so I was so happy to see him back with my mom yesterday. And she was kind of complaining about it a little bit because he's kind of disrupted their routine and stuff. But he hasn't been there that long. But I could see that one of her dogs just was so happy to have this little guy there. So we were talking to her about how about we change his name. And so she kind of got into it. And so we all decided that Moses would be a really awesome name. And she's into like having a biblical name. She thought that would be fun. And so just this, I don't know why I'm even talking about all this, but I think it was kind of like, oh, just allowing, your heart opening. I've teased my mom and said, you've never had anyone worship you like this because these dogs do. And she just treats them so beautifully. I mean, I think there's at times I've even been kind of jealous, like, God, she never treated me that good when I was a kid, But anyway, just, really lovely to see. I was so happy to see this little guy. He had been bounced around, and it was super sweet to see him there with my mom, and he'll just be treated so well. And actually, I might even borrow him occasionally and bring him down here to our place. We have a completely fenced-in yard, and we're going to be taking care of our friend's little dog this summer, so they might find it fun to run around together. So anyway, with all that said, now, of course, there's only a little over a minute left in the show, and I'm getting that to share a chant with everybody would be really awesome. So they're saying to do the Roto-Rooter chant, and it's kind of like there's this last little bit that just has to clear out. I know I'm feeling it within myself, so let me share that. Tapia najai kita nahoe ape apnaran jinasoe jinasevia chinapayaman nanaka gavia kuninadhan gavia sunya manarakia bow dukapara harasukta garale chai guru makanadam guru mukavedam guru makarahia samai guru isuri guru gora kabarma guru parabati mai जय हो जाना आका नाही कहना खत न जाई गुरा एक दे बुझाई सब ना जिया का एक दाता सो मैं विसर न जाई. So many, many, many blessings in to everyone on this lovely, fabulous day that it started out very clear, but the clouds are rolling in a little bit, but it's still, it's just beautiful no matter what. I'm looking at trees out the window. I saw a little bush tit this morning. That was very fun. So anyway, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Much love to you all. Many blessings.